We're down in the classroom, the far west end of Battle Creek Academy. I have Mr. John Landis here, and will you introduce our teacher?
I would love to. Our teacher here on this side of the high school is named Mrs. Kellogg. And Mrs. Kellogg, I wanted to ask you, what does this classroom look like that we're standing in right now?
Well, this is a multi-grade classroom with a jungle theme this year. And everything you see around you is as if you are right in the jungle. We have many, many green areas that are hanging from the ceiling, leaves and tropical flowers. We have huts and we have some beautiful, beautiful bulletin boards that are up that are 8 feet tall. And one of them has monkeys all over it swinging into the school year with Jesus. And another one is a big, huge giraffe. God has a spot for you. And that's what we're all about down here in K-2 classroom. I love this classroom because it's very vibrant, it's colorful. It's actually two classrooms in one. So we have the student learning going on one end, and on the other end we have a book nook area and several center areas for activities when the students are inside and not able to get outside. So there's a lot of room, a lot of learning spaces. We have some special projects that are going on. I have a love for agricultural projects, so we have our baby chicks that have just hatched, and we have them brooding here, growing fast, in our little heat lamp area here.
How many do we have here? It looks like it's almost a dozen.
13 of them. We have 13.
That's a baker's dozen.
Yes. 13 baby chicks. And we also had a garden that we grew. It was our pizza garden. We grew that garden and we were able to display that in our huge science fair along with sprouts that we grew. We varied the days of the sprouting of the sprouts so that the students could experience the growth at each day and upon harvest. We also did a project with amaryllis bulbs where we compared the growth and watched the different dynamic changes of each of the plants.
That's a bulb that all of a sudden grows and it grows very, very tall and it grows very, very fast.
And blooms beautifully. And so we predicted when it would bloom and predicted the heights. And then we actually compared the actual heights of two different bulbs. And then we put up our data and we had a wonderful science fair this year. So there's a lot going on in here at any given time.
Now, this hut, tell us about the hut. I see some suitcases and you've got some artificial grass here and a mat down there. What is the goal? What are you trying to accomplish with this wonderful center?
We're trying to immerse the children in an environment that is really unique and special each year. So this year was our jungle theme. So we have jungle animals all over, and Mrs. Bateman is my teacher's assistant. She is so gifted and talented and has done so much of the decorating, and I assist her more than I actually do it myself. We work together, but we actually try to create each year a different theme. And so we have a little Jeep here, and we have safari clothes, and we have a waterfall and alligators and tigers, and we have a little swing that the kids can swing in, and it's just a real try to make the classroom a real special place to be for the year. And next year will be our tropical theme. And we'll be having a big, huge sailboat with a big sail in the classroom and a dock and artificial water and lights. And all across the whole two classrooms, this theme is spread every year. And our other theme is camping. And we have about 20 trees that come in during the camping theme. We really make it look like the North Woods of Michigan.
Wow, sounds like a wonderful classroom. I think that some of the parents and the students in our listening area will be interested. If they can, they will be looking up Battle Creek Academy in the kindergarten through second grade.
Oh, absolutely. We would love that. We really, really want to make learning a fun and enjoyable place and a wonderful place to learn more about Jesus.
Well, Mrs. Kellogg, thank you for letting us visit your jungle.
Thank you for coming.
You're welcome. Let's move on to the next classroom, Mr. Landis.
Sounds good to me.
Mr. Landis, where are we now?
Well, we have actually taken a few steps down the hall to Mrs. Anderson's classroom. She teaches 3rd through 5th. And Mrs. Anderson, while we have you here, I'd like to ask, what does your classroom look like? What have you done this year?
Well, my classroom consists of 21 students, and it is a very diverse class. Diverse culturally and also diverse as far as academically and their talents and abilities. This year we've been studying a lot about animals and their habitats, but I think the biggest focus that I have is connecting everything to Jesus and connecting that to what the Bible says. This year, the one that thing that's been really cool is that I had several of my students that wanted to do Bible studies after school, and so we started a Bible study after school, completely voluntary by the students, and I had over 12 kids that came every week to study a little bit more about God's Word, and it's been a remarkable and eye-opening experience for not just them, but for me as well.
Well, we really appreciate visiting your classroom. And Mr. Landis, we can hear a little music in the background. It sounds like a band practicing. This is a real school.
Yes, this is a real school, and it's full of life and activity. Right now, the band students are most likely practicing for graduation, which will be happening here just in a few days.
Where do we go next?
I think we should head over to Mrs. Stowell's room and see if she's available. She teaches the middle school age students grades 6 to 8.
I can't hardly wait, and so our listeners also. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Landis, we're in another classroom here, and I'd like you to introduce this teacher to our listeners.
I would love to. This is Barbara Stowell. The kids know her as Mrs. Stowell, and she is our middle school teacher. She teaches grades 6 through 8. And Mrs. Stowell, I want to know, what have you done this year? Tell us a little bit about your classroom, what it looks like. Give us all of the details.
Well, middle school has its own unique animal, so to speak. We are in a 25 by 40 room. We have 6th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade in here. At this point, they're capable of doing things together, and so we combine many of our topics. For example, we do not teach 3 Bible classes or 3 history classes. We teach it in something like a circle. It's all planned out for us by North American Division, and this year particularly, we were doing the major, minor prophets, the exiles, and then into Christ's life, his sacrifice on the cross, the apostles, and then that following all the way through into early Christian church and eventually into Adventist history. That would be an example of how we do it. Then we won't talk on those specific topics until 2 years from now because we're on a 3-year cycle. We do that with as many subjects as we can. Clearly, math and sometimes some of the language arts has to be individualized for students that are a different level. This year, we were able to start a pre-algebra class, which is something that we've been dreamed for a long time.
Sounds like great accomplishment here. What was one of the most joyful things? We're at the end of the school year. We're going to be most likely airing this before the beginning of next school. We may play it annually, but how do you summarize the school year and the accomplishments of your students?
Well, every year it is my goal to take students from being outer disciplined to inner disciplined. And that happens any year with a varying success. The idea is that by the time they get to high school, they no longer have external motivation. Their motivation is internal. And anytime we see that happening in our students, we get excited about it. Particularly our 8th graders, right at this moment, are practicing for graduation. And it's always hard for me to lose them because I've seen how much they've grown and I've gotten attached to them. And letting them go is always difficult.
Wow, I really appreciate that summary. You know, each classroom brings out some aspect of our school visits, and thank you for your contribution.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to do it.
Happy summer.
I'll enjoy it.
Okay.
The office that we just passed on the left is the athletic office. The athletic office is where we organize our, you know, PEs and where those that are involved in the athletic program also gather to meet before games, and to also meet and talk after games. The athletic program here is not officially part of the school. It's run by parents and by other individuals that are outside of the institution. Now, many teachers support the athletic program here because of student involvement. So many of our students are involved, and we obviously support our students. So oftentimes we show up to their games or cheer them on from the sidelines. Over here to the right, we have our chapel area. This is where we have General Assembly on Fridays, and we also have short chapels every day during the week after our first period. So it's towards the beginning of the day, and starting off our day in prayer and in worship time has oftentimes, we felt, been great for us as a school because it set the tone for the rest of the day as students continue on with all of the other classes that they have. So our chapel area is very nice. The students love to be in here, especially during the hotter months, because this is one of the rooms that has really great, yes, it has air conditioning. So
what's ahead of us right here?
Ahead of us here, we have the gymnasium. And right away, when you step here into the gymnasium, you're noticing that this gymnasium looks very good. One reason for that is that one of our parents actually does gym floors for a living.
Okay.
Yep, this is Mr. Thompson, and he does our gym floor for us.
So he brings the best of all gym floors, and that's his contribution to his alma mater. And plus, it's in premier condition, especially this time of year. And is this also where you have programs?
Oh, we have so many programs that happen in here. Whenever we have something larger that needs a lot of space, it's in here. Spring concerts, plays, alumni weekend, graduation, all of those things are going to be held in the gym.
Very good. As we come through the gym, there's so much to Battle Creek Academy that it takes, we have to give less time to every segment because there's so many segments. We've got this grand lobby area here, a beautiful glass on the window representing the Good Samaritan. It looks like service and community, music, the Three Angels message, the Bible up in the corner, and education, learning, the representation of right. that. Here's the band room, and I heard that bell, and I think you're going to have to run to one of your classes, but quickly tell us, this is a huge, huge, wonderful room. Music is a very important part of Battle Creek Academy, is it not?
Yes, it is. Historically, band has been very, very strong here. And so looking back at alumni and when they are able to come and visit and being able to hear about the history of the band, it's quite impressive. We have been working on also strengthening the choir. And so actually the choir has made incredible progress this year, and that's under the direction of Mrs. Kelly Lawrenson. So she's a graduate from Andrews University. It's her first year teaching here. And she actually directs the students from the piano. She plays and conducts, directs from the piano bench. So pretty unique setup there. But we do it, of course, out of necessity, and she does an incredible job.
Absolutely.
As we're going down the high school wing,
kind of a jog and two wings, and the gym and the lobby there in the band room is kind of in the center core.
Right.
And then we're going down the high school wing, a linear wing going east out from the lobby there.
Right. And actually, before we go, I'd like to just kind of direct your attention towards these really awesome projects that the students were able to do in Bible class this year. You can see all along the walls here, we have newspapers that the students made that are set in biblical times. So what you're seeing here is students take some of the content that has been covered over that semester, and they make a newspaper set in that time. So for instance, students that were covering the time of Daniel are making their papers from that time period. You can see here a newspaper that's titled The Babylon Daily. And if you go through all of these projects all along the wall, you'll see that there's many that are set in the time of Daniel. There are many that are set
Roman, I see.
Yep, that are set
Exodus.
In
Exodus.
Yep. Yes, set in the time of the Exodus, set in the time of Christ. And we also have a little museum label here that we kind of made just for fun to kind of give a description of what you're looking at. This newspaper project was created by students to showcase their understanding of the historical context of the Bible and the important events and figures of the time period of Moses, Daniel, and Christ. The newspaper is designed to resemble a publication from ancient times, complete with articles, advertisements, and illustrations that depict the culture and society of the ancient Near East. Through this project, students have gained a deeper understanding of the stories and teachings of the Bible and the impact they have had on history and culture.
It's wonderful. I see the last one is the Egyptian Gazette.
Yes, there's some really interesting and fun names here, and I would love to read some out to you now. You have the Babylon News, the Prophetic Press, the Tabernacle News, the Galilee Press. You have the Babylon Newspaper, the Palestine Journal, the Old Testament Times, the News
Daily.
News Daily, yes, that's what that says. I think that there's
the Babylon News Daily or something like that.
Babylonian Daily News, the Exodus Daily Journal, the Exodus Times, the Capernaum Press, the Exodus, really fun, creative things that the students were able to come up with as well. They really enjoyed creating the ad portion of the newspaper because they could basically do anything with it. You can see here there's an advertisement for sandals. Yeah, for sandals. You can see here.
Nike, right? I don't know about the
yeah,
time
I don't know if that got stuck in there, but you have a bread advertisement. You have an advertisement for gold. Get rich quick. Interpret King's dream for riches beyond your wildest dreams.
A little bit of creativity here.
Right, yeah. Okay, we can make our way down the high school wing now.
Well, you know, also here, the registry, basically, Adventist education started in Battle Creek.
Right.
So the history, we see old Battle Creek College and stuff of people, the class of 1916. Just amazing.
Right. Adventist education began here in 1872. We have a very rich history of Adventist education here in Battle Creek, and many times people come down these halls during the year. They come to Battle Creek Academy just so that they can look at all of these pictures of the alumni that go back all the way over a century.
There's some documentation here, for sure.
Right. Yep, so over here on the right, the first high school classroom that we're passing is the math room. And Mr. Morey is our math teacher here. I don't think that he's in right now.
This is finals week, and this is also lunch break.
Yep, it's lunch right now. We're in the middle of finals week, so things are very busy around here. But Mr. Morey wears a lot of hats. He's an IT expert, math teacher, band teacher. He also is our community service coordinator. We do community service here every Friday in our local community.
There, it looks like there's a lunch there.
Yeah, this is actually something that's new this year. We have a cafeteria. I don't know how else to put it. We have affordable vegetarian meals that students are able to purchase at the beginning of the week, and they can have lunch every day here right from our own cafeteria. Mrs. Knapp is service director here, and students have really enjoyed this being the new norm for them. Over here on the right, we have a student lounge area, foos table, couches. Students love to hang out here, and they're constantly asking the teachers if they can come hang out.
Of course.
And right here, adjacent to the lounge, is our English room.
Okay.
Yep, and history is also taught in this room. Mrs. Lawrenson is the English instructor. She also wears many hats. She is the choir director. She also teaches history, and she's just involved with a lot of the things that we do here. So. You can see we have a lot of lockers, and there's some empty lockers here that we want to be filled next year.
Absolutely.
With
students'
books, new students. This is my classroom. Recently, I'm the senior sponsor. The seniors actually pranked me, so if you want to open up the classroom door, you can see that it's an absolute mess in here.
Uh-oh.
Because they pranked my room by saran wrapping everything. So I'm in the process of
saran wrapping.
Yeah, I'm trying to unsaran wrap my room.
Looks like your computer, your door, a few of the chairs.
Yep, they saran wrapped my computer onto my podium here, and so I had to cut it out with a pair of scissors.
But it was all in good, clean fun.
Yeah, yes, they had permission from the principal. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was quite the surprise walking in the next day. Now over here on our left, right adjacent to my room, the room we were just in is the Bible room, and I also teach biology in there. But right adjacent to me, it's super convenient because we have the science lab. There's a certain amount of lab hours that are required every year for certain sciences, and we have a pretty much fully functional lab where we have instruction and where we do biology and chemistry labs. Also physics labs as well. Our physics instructor is not here right now. His name is Mr. Randy Dager, and he's wonderful. The students love him, and many of them were very, very excited when they found out that he would be teaching more classes this year, and they signed up for his classes immediately. He teaches in this room. He teaches in the morning. He's part-time here, and then he leaves for the second part of the day. And then we're making our way over here to the end, and we haven't talked too much about some of the electives that we have and provide here, but there's, you know, business studies, government studies, there's life skills where you can learn how to fix a car, where you can learn how to put up drywall. The room that we just passed here, if you go further into that room, it'll lead to the shop. That's where Mr. Shea Smith works, where he lives, and he's always fixing vehicles or working on some project. And we're very thankful to have him here because he keeps this place going. Yeah. And the last room that we have here at the very end of the school is our computer lab. And our computer lab, we are blessed to have had a lot of individuals and groups contribute to make this space what it is. What you're seeing here is, I'm not sure how many exactly, but you're seeing many computers that are up to date, that are running many different types of software that the students are able to use to further the education and learn very useful skills for this day and age. Because as you know, right, there's many things that are very valuable at this time, such as graphic design, audio production, video production, marketing, and those things actually the students learn here in this classroom under the instruction of Mr. Shad Grenz.
And you know, the exciting thing is that listeners, I've been talking to Mr. Landis, and they're planning on producing programs that are maybe aired on Strong Tower Radio. So we're looking at the future right now.
Right. I am very excited for what the students have been working on. And I plan to send you guys some samples of the things that the students have been doing so you guys can take a listen.
Well, Mr. Landis, thank you for this tour.
In our world today, the Seventh-day Adventist Church operates an educational system that circles the globe and includes more than 5,000 institutions. This fine tradition of Adventist education had its beginning in Battle Creek, Michigan. In 1856, church member Mrs. Mary Osgood began operating a small school out of her home in the west end of Battle Creek. Mrs. Osgood received 25 cents for each student that attended classes in her home, and she was responsible for the instruction of all subjects. For the next few years, this home school continued to operate with a succession of teachers. In 1867, public school teacher Goodloe Harper Bell was recuperating at the Battle Creek Sanitarium when a group of Adventist boys discovered that he was a teacher. The young boys asked Bell if he would consider helping them with grammar, writing, and arithmetic. Bell agreed, and soon found himself instructing 12 local students. Among these 12 were the sons of James and Ellen White, James Edson White, and William Clarence White, as well as two other well-known names, John Harvey Kellogg and William Keith Kellogg. Mr. Bell had a saying, "A thing worth doing is worth doing well." His students quickly learned to appreciate his efforts to help them understand their lessons. In fact, they were so impressed with his clarity and thoroughness that they begged their parents to get Mr. Bell to start a school. After some consideration, the parents hired Mr. Bell to begin instructing their children, and they provided him with a classroom in the Old North Lodge. This room had become a dumping place for cast-off materials from the review office. But with a little cleaning and refurnishing, it became the location of Bell's Select School. Mary Alice Stewart, one of Bell's students, remembered the Select School as being old and rickety and unpainted. The schoolroom was on the second floor, so we climbed the shaky stairs and found ourselves entering a long, low room with low wooden benches for seats. In the center of the room, at one side facing the door, was the teacher's desk, and the classes assembled on benches in front of it. Professor Bell believed that instruction in his Select School must coincide with his newly found Adventist faith. When textbooks containing suitable material were not available, Bell hand-wrote the lessons for his students. If young people were unable to attend his school because they had to work during the day, he began providing early morning and night classes. However, because the concept of private Adventist education was new, Bell also spent a great deal of his time justifying the necessity of this new educational program. His efforts to promote the education that his students were receiving was often interpreted as an effort to exalt himself. Consequently, while Bell continued to operate a successful school, the challenges he faced took their toll and his health began to suffer, owing to overwork in his educational efforts. For 5 years, he persevered. Goodloe Harper Bell was convinced that quality Adventist education was needed, and he played a crucial role in establishing the first successful Adventist school. At the end of those 5 years, Bell's reputation for conscientious teaching had spread, and the enrollment at his school had increased dramatically. As a result, the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists heeded the request of Adventists in Battle Creek and took this special school under its wing. On June 3, 1872, Battle Creek Academy opened as the first Seventh-day Adventist denominationally sponsored school and included both an elementary and secondary program. The school was housed in the old print shop at the Review and Herald Publishing House. On the first day of classes, Professor Bell stood at the door and greeted his students as they arrived with their paper and writing utensils. However, for the pioneers of Adventist education, a church-supported school on the premises of the publishing house was just a stepping stone. as the academy continued to grow. Finding sufficient space to accommodate all the students in the Review and Herald building became challenging, especially with the later establishment of Battle Creek College. Then, in 1901, Battle Creek College moved to Berrien Springs, Michigan, and is today known as Andrews University. Nonetheless, church leaders were convinced that the Adventist young people in Battle Creek area still needed the opportunity to have a Christian education. With this in mind, they determined to construct a building with adequate classrooms and learning space. On September 3, 1903, ground was broken for an SDA school building. 1 year later, a brand new academy opened on North Kendall Street. This three-story building housed a number of classrooms and provided its five faculty members with sufficient space to teach all the essentials of a quality Christian education. For over 40 years, Battle Creek Academy operated from this building. Many of the academy's alumni fondly recall attending classes at this location. Then, on April 11, 1945, a consuming fire sounded the doom of the school on Kendall Street. The Battle Creek Inquirer and News stated that Battle Creek Academy, the Seventh-day Adventist school on North Kendall Street, was extensively damaged by fire early this morning and was closed to its 222 students. School principal V.E. Garber canceled classes for the remainder of the week but stated that classes would soon resume, either on the premises in areas not damaged by the fire or in other buildings, several of which are available. When it became evident that the state fire marshal's office was going to condemn the building due to extensive damage from the fire, smoke, and water, dedicated parents, students, and friends wondered how they would ever recover from the loss of their beloved school. For a time, classes were held in an old building near the Kellogg Field Airport, but to those concerned for Adventist young people, it would take much more than a fire to quell their vision for Adventist education. Planning began. Members of the church established a committee and launched an appeal for funds to construct a completely modern school for classrooms from elementary through high school grades and also a social hall. On August 29, 1948, the Battle Creek Inquirer and News announced a dream will be realized September 9 with the opening of a school in the new Battle Creek Academy building at 180 Welch Avenue. This contemporary Battle Creek Academy, built on 43 acres of land, was a 225,000 unit that housed the most modern facilities and had approximately 1,500 windows, ensuring excellent visibility. The new facility also utilized solar radiation and oil burner steam heat with forced draft ventilation and humidity control. Superintendent M. Dale Hanna and a faculty of 14 provided students with a curriculum including French, English, science, history, math, industrial arts, accounting, secretarial and domestic sciences, music, printing, and physical therapy. Since 1948, the city of Battle Creek has renamed Welch Avenue to Parkway Drive. Accordingly, the academy's address is now 480 Parkway Drive. But the building housing the current academy is that which was built in 1948. Through the years, several modifications and additions, including the gymnasium, chapel, and band room, have been made to the building to ensure that the rich tradition of Adventist education continues in Battle Creek. For many years, Battle Creek Academy has enjoyed a strong heritage of excellence in music education. Over the years, they have had the opportunity to serve their community through involvement in projects such as the Battle Creek Paint Blitz, Senior Citizens Banquet, Habitat for Humanity, the Christmas Party for Underprivileged Children, the South Michigan Food Bank, leaf raking, hurricane cleanup efforts, and mission trips. Our caring and highly qualified teachers continually seek to provide a safe, nurturing, Christ-centered Seventh-day Adventist educational program that promotes excellence in our students' spiritual, academic, physical, and social development to prepare them for service in this world and in the world to come.
You're listening to Strong Tower Radio with your host, Tom Majeure.